All right, welcome, fam, to Semper Reformanda. Today's episode, John, was
brought to you by. Sorry.
Yeah. was one of those episodes that we are not unaware could be a hard one to hear for some people.
Yeah.
We stand by everything we said, and we deal in these matters a lot.
As long as it was biblical.
We deal in these matters a lot as pastors.
We do.
And we battle these things in our own hearts. We're compassionate toward those who struggle to forgive. And at the same time, are unashamed of the fact that our Lord says that we are to forgive, full stop. And so this is part of the freedom that we have in Christ, living in the gospel, living from our justification, and seeking by the Spirit to conform ourselves unto God's clear teaching and clear law. So a lot could be said here, man. And if you're sticking around with us this long, it's because you know, are agreeing with what we're saying, or you're at least pondering the things that we're saying. So thank you for sticking with us. And we are sympathetic to the fact that in a fallen world, many of you have been through things that are indescribable in terms of their difficulty.
One of the things I wanted to add to that we didn't get to in the regular podcast, I wanted to circle back to your law gospel illustration. What you're basically stating is that once you do not offer forgiveness, you are creating a new law that is extra biblical. In other words, in this circumstance, in this status, one, you will not be offered for forgiveness. And, you know, it's really, again, for those of you who might really be in tears right now or fuming or know people who are, we are not trying to cast judgment.
No.
I am not saying I understand your circumstance, and based upon my understanding of your circumstance, this is the truth. The interesting thing about being a herald of the gospel is that I'm not told from scripture that I actually have to understand every circumstance that might potentially be out there.
And that's hard for people sometimes.
It is. I am to with meekness and gentleness and boldness proclaim.
Right. And clarity.
Right. And the reason why I'm bold in it, one, I've been told to be bold, but number two, I trust that it is the most powerful relief and release that one could ever possibly have from the bounds of sin.
Yeah. As preachers of God's word, I know you and I agree on this. The greatest form of counsel that you and I ever offer people is what? It's the preaching of the scriptures on the Lord's day.
Yep.
That's the greatest form of counsel. So when we stand in the pulpit to proclaim God's truth to God's people, yeah, our call is to preach not what we think, but it's to preach the word rightly divided. So we can do that confidently. And my confidence, I mean, even thinking about a text like Matthew 18, and the unforgiving servant, as hard as that text can be for all of us to hear. Like we said earlier on the regular part of the episode, you said this. It's like, you know, God is, he's all knowing and he's all wise. And he, when he took on flesh and dwelt on earth, he told this parable. And it's not hard to understand in terms of the point. The punchline is very clear. And we trust the Lord, like you're alluding to. There are going to be things that we can't understand. We cannot climb into someone's experience and be in their shoes in that regard. And at the same time, that does not mean that we cannot say what Christ said, because the Lord knows all things. And there clearly is not a situation in which harboring unforgiveness is justified in the eyes of God. And that's a sobering thought. And so what we're saying here is that we want to be compassionate as preachers and as pastors, you know, and at the same time, we know that we can say with confidence that forgiveness is always what God says is good and right. And so we can say the same thing. And that's not to dismiss anybody's experience.
No.
All we're saying is your experience, with all due respect, with humility and charity, your experience is not the trump card,
right?
That then says, well, even God himself in his holy word cannot speak into this situation.
That's right. Yeah, I think there's an importance of the law, and I think the seriousness of our violation of it. That's what Jesus is saying. You must forgive. And then I also love how James and Paul come in. Like James 4 says, but he gives more grace.
Amen, dude.
And then Paul says, I can do all things, including forgive you,
Yeah.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
I can do that. And those are that's the wonderful part about the gospel, because the gospel is the good news that you have been liberated from the prison of darkness, that you must give into this sin, and you've been put into the kingdom of light. And you now, through your eyes being open and your heart being set free, you can do something supernaturally through the power of Christ that you could not before. So I love how, yes, there is warning from Christ, but there's also the other side of like, hey, I'm going to stop you in your tracks here for a moment so you understand the severity, and then I'm going to give you grace, and I'm going to give you power.
Right.
It's just wonderful.
Well, exactly. It's like, I'm going to set you free from your bondage to sin and death and the condemnation of the law.
Right.
I'm going to set you free from that. I'm going to set you free, not unto a different kind of slavery and bondage, but I'm going to set you free unto righteousness, you know? And that freedom and that righteousness that Christ has secured for us, has accomplished for us, and has given to us, certainly a piece of that is we are free and we are enabled by the Spirit. And because of what Christ has done, we know that all wrongs will be made right. We are now free to forgive others who have really sinned against us. And it will be good for us that we forgive. We will benefit. And so will the offender. There's a tremendous effect. Like, a lot of times I think what we do want when we've been wronged badly, we do want the offending party to receive justice. But I think in ways too, we convince ourselves that the offending party is never going to change. And you know what might be one of the greatest agents of change in the person that's hurt you is you forgiving them in God's economy, right? I mean, because like we said earlier, when you forgive someone who's really wronged you and they know they've wronged you, because your comment, I agree 100%. If a person's not even acknowledging that they've sinned against you, forgiveness and all that, it can't really happen.
Right.
But if somebody is acknowledging it, owning it, saying, yes, I've done this, I know it's wrong, I'm really sorry, will you please forgive me? You forgiving them not only is a good thing for you and your heart, you know, because you're not drinking that poison anymore, but it's also good for the offender, and that freedom that they're going to experience in their conscience by being forgiven is impactful.
That's right.
In ways that I think we tend to underestimate.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, it's it'd be one thing if the Bible was vague and unclear. I don't think it is at all. It's a serious.
No, this is not one of those obscure things that we need to like reason from a bunch of passages.
Yeah, and I also it's not merely been debated.
No.
Throughout the years, either it's just been ignored.
Yeah, and I'm sure this has been true in other eras, John, but I know in our day, and I don't mean to offend anyone by saying what I'm about to.
Right.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it, it's particularly in SR. I think in a therapeutic age, there is a tendency for the therapeutic to trump the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to be super clear. We're Reformed guys, we're confessional guys, and we believe in and uphold common grace.
Mm-hmm.
We think there are things in the world, because of how God has made the world, because of the image of God that exists in man, even though it's marred, we believe there are things that human beings have studied, including the human body, the human brain, psychology, those kinds of things. There are things that are real from those disciplines that we can glean really helpful things from. And at the same time, we want to take those common grace things. We want to take the wisdom of the world that's good because of how God's made us and it. We want to take that, but that never ought to be used to trump the scriptures.
Right.
And so I think in our day, one of the things that we do battle when it comes to this forgiveness piece, because I do agree with you, it's 100% clear. I think some of the therapeutic categories that we have can muddy the waters a little bit. And sometimes can convince people that they are justified to not forgive. And that's the scary thing. And then you always run the risk if you insert yourself, whether you're a pastor or not, you insert yourself into a situation and you look at a brother or sister in Christ and you say, you know, I think that you are required to forgive here.
Mm-hmm.
You always run the risk of sort of being written off by that person. Or you run the risk of causing that person to run for the hills. And it's like, well, I'm probably never going to see him again.
Yeah.
That could happen. And again, we just trust the Lord in all these things.
Well,
it's tough.
We're going to do an episode on this coming up probably soon. But, you know, when you you see what Jesus offers us in love? He describes it in two ways. It's unconditional, which so is forgiveness, and it's sacrificial. It requires sacrifice. Yeah. And really, I think a wing or a part of love is forgiveness is unconditional, and it requires sacrifice.
No, that's true. Last comment from me. I wish I'd have maybe said more about this on the regular show. I think it briefly,
it briefly
got mentioned, but I want to say more about it. Like just thinking about something that, that you just said, and I'm blanking at the moment. Good grief.
Unconditional sacrificial.
Thank you. If our forgiving of one another is conditioned upon the quality from our perspective of the other person's repentance, then God help us all.
Yeah.
Right? Because if we want to deal in those terms,
we're in trouble.
If forgiveness is contingent upon the quality of the offending party's repentance, then first of all, what would that mean for us before
have
the
Lord? Have we ever really quality?
No, we have never repented adequately. And we talked about this and repenting of repentance. That was one of the things we talked about in that show. We have never repented as we should. We have never been as grieved by our sin as we should be. You know, we have never been filled with as much godly sorrow as we should be filled with. And so our repentance is never adequate.
That's right.
And that's going to be true in our relationships with each other. Like, John, again, if I sin against you and you are then saying, well, bro, once I determine that your repentance is of adequate quality, I'll forgive you. Mm. That's not how we're told to operate. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying throw discernment out the window.
Right.
I'm not saying don't evaluate anything. But what I am saying is that if we're going to continually position ourselves again as the judge and the arbiter of everything in a situation, and I as the offended party am the one who will determine when repentance has really occurred, we're sort of setting ourselves up as God in that situation.
That's exactly right.
Because we are presuming to be able to read into and see perfectly the motivations and the thoughts of another human's heart. Mm. And we cannot. So we need to be really careful.
Oh yeah. I know there are times I've asked for mercy and my heart is weak in offering, asking.
Sure.
You know, and it's kind of like, well, now, John, if you're going to need a little bit more serious if you want my mercy.
Yeah.
And I'm just thankful Father doesn't do that, because if he did, oh, good night. I'd never have mercy.
Yeah.
I would never have his mercy. That's a really good point, Justin.
Yeah. Anyway, lots we could talk about, I'm sure, more. And thank you, listeners, for sticking with us this long on a topic that is difficult and heavy and I think hits close to home for us all.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so we pray that some of the things that we've said today on the regular episode and here on the SR episode have been helpful to you. Suffering and pain and the difficulty to forgive is not lost on us.
That's right.
So keep trusting Christ, look to Christ, and forgive one another would be the encouragement because of what God in Christ has forgiven us. We're grateful for you, not only the fact that you've tuned in today, but we're grateful for your continued and ongoing support of Theocast. We feel that from you in the comments that you leave,
for sure.
And the messages and
your donations,
the voicemails, the donations, all of that stuff. It's something that's meaningful to me and to John. So thank you. And pray for us as we come to your minds. And we hope to continue to herald the good news of the sufficiency of Christ and the rest that is ours in him. And to think about all of the implications of that for the Christian life. So until next time, grace and peace to you. We'll talk soon.